Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, Kid Nation. Trick or treat.
Yeah, baby.
We want to give you a treat of $1,000, hopefully, here with Beat the Bank. We have three names in front of us. First one to call back gets to play. How do these people get their names on this list to be called, Big Al Mac?
Well, they went to KidNation.com and signed up for Beat the Bank. They were smart.
Simple enough. Only have to do it once.
Yep.
And then don't worry about it. Just listen for your name. Happens at this time and an hour from now. So if you don't get it this time, we got you next hour. But the three names this hour, Stacey Brown, Kim Stevens, Rachel Storch. Rachel Storch, Kim Stevens, Stacey Brown. You have 10 minutes to call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your 10 minutes start now. If you know them, let them know. First one in gets to play. And if nobody calls back within those 10 minutes, we'll let everybody in to play.
Yep.
Just like that. Brought in the part-time, now full-time Justin into studio.
Yes, and I look like full-time SpongeBob right now. I dressed up for
Where's
the
face.
Yeah, it's in the drawer. It got a little itchy. I can go get
the
it.
Yellow paint.
Yeah, the little I have a little sponge square face.
Yeah, I knew Justin was in the building because you could hear him doing his SpongeBob laugh even through the door being closed, which is soundproof.
Us. Give it to us.
Okay, ready.
Back
ready?
Off the mic,
back
please. You're very
back
loud.
Off a bit.
Oh, okay, ready. Hey!
Very good.
It's not that impressive, you know, but...
Yeah, I knew what it was.
SpongeBob enough. Like, I wouldn't know looking at him right now what he's supposed to be.
Because he doesn't have
the yellow square face, right?
No, I had the square face with it.
Is your fly bean down part of the costume?
No, it's not even down, Jenna.
Yeah,
that
Jenna.
That is the second time. Your pants must look that way, because I heard the producer telling you to zip your pants.
Yeah,
through.
He sure did. But it's just the way it's folded, because I didn't iron these shorts
open
today.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It looked down. I didn't look long enough. I just thought it was down. So.
Sure looked a little bit longer, Jenna.
Yeah,
I could do a good Patrick impression, where it's like, hi, SpongeBob.
I love that.
That's pretty good.
Hi, SpongeBob. Hi. How are you?
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Patrick.
Aww.
So Justin and I hung out on Saturday, which was the main Halloween night for most people.
Yeah.
But we weren't at a Halloween party. We were at a wedding.
Sure was. It was beautiful.
What was it? Like a month ago, month and a half ago, we had a singing telegram here at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a girl asking you to be her date to a wedding.
Brianne, my beautiful date.
She went to a lot of trouble to ask you to go to a wedding. I mean, she hired somebody, had them come here and sing to you.
Yeah.
And
JC, you just happened to be going because Kinsey's friends with the bride.
Yeah, my wife knew her from, they had some classes together in college. And so I'm like, okay, perfect. You know, we'll go to the wedding, have a good time. We didn't know a soul there except for part-time Justin.
Thank goodness.
So I was pretty excited that we were going to have a buddy. And when you hang out with Justin, you almost have to babysit him, you know? You gotta make sure he shows up and make sure he behaves appropriately, because Justin can go off the wall from time to time. So my wife thought about this, and she sent Justin a text and said, hey, if you want, meet at our house, and then we'll all go together to the wedding.
Invited me to JC's house. Now, continue on, but it was just awesome that I got invited to your house.
You were excited
JC.
About that.
I was.
So he doesn't get back
to
us.
Nice door.
Beautiful. Isn't it decorated beautifully?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You didn't go inside?
So here's the thing. The wedding.
Hey, let him come in. Jim.
The wedding starts at 5. We told Justin, just stop by 4. We could have a couple drinks and then we'll go. He doesn't hit us back.
They were not driving. You were taking a car.
Yeah, we were taking a Lyft.
Yes.
And so he doesn't hit us back until right when we're going to leave. And he says, I'm at the gym right now. I'll just meet you guys at the wedding.
Yeah.
The gym.
That's when the red flag went up.
Because
we're like, all right, so he's at the gym. He's just getting his sweat on for a minute, but surely it'll be all good, right? Kinsey and I get to the wedding. We got there about half an hour early because we left at 4, like, you know, most people should. So we go downstairs to have a drink, which is where we found out it was Alan's favorite spot.
Yeah.
Met Alan's favorite bartender.
Hello, Alan.
And then as we're going to walk up to the wedding, it's about 4:55.
Okay.
Plenty of time. Get up there, sit down, and then boom, the wedding starts. Then we get the text from Justin.
Oh, boy.
Hey, where's the wedding?
Where is the wedding? You don't even know where it is?
Sure did not know.
Which probably means he had not left.
Well, yeah.
No, it was. It was 4:30. The wedding starts at 5, and I still was not ready to go.
Yeah. Where's the wedding?
I know.
That's not cute.
You know why?
It's not cute.
Because you're letting down a listener.
I know.
It's one thing if you're letting down one of us.
You're so right. and I lost track of time.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
No, you did not.
No, I thought you had a whole hour. No, I thought it was. I thought I had a whole hour.
Time didn't change yet.
When you texted them from the gym,
yeah,
and you knew the wedding started in an hour. Yeah. That doesn't mean you have an hour.
That's the track of time I've lost, though, Kelly. I really
it was a specific
How'd
hour.
You manage I to be on time.
I didn't realize it was 4:30. I thought it was 3:30.
Because when you were my date to Kanye, I was worried about the same situation.
Yes.
And I told you specifically I was going to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
And you could meet me there if you weren't at my house at a certain time. And you were there on time. How did you manage to
Shocking.
Do that?
Shocking.
Because I didn't lose track. Thank you, Big Al. I didn't lose track of time.
No, I'm not trying sometimes, to
uh-huh. sometimes you just go with through life and then an hour just goes away from you. You're like, wait, where did 3 o'clock go?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So my wife and I are sitting there and I'm looking at my clock, you know, 5 o'clock rolls in, yeah. And I'm like, crap. If the wedding starts without him being here, I know how loud he gets when he gets here. He's going to make a scene.
And then you're thinking about the listener that went to the trouble of inviting him and sending the telegram and
the
all
company
that
went to the trouble of giving you a free suit to wear to the
they
wedding.
Did.
Well, his lovely date, Brianne, was already there.
Sitting down by herself.
Sitting there by herself.
By her
holding
herself.
That seat, telling everybody, no, I'm sorry, I have a date coming.
Yeah, you should have picked up your date.
I sure
have a date
have.
Coming. So at about 5:13.
Oh, boy.
Thank God the wedding has not started yet. Okay. They were running
they're
a little
running
bit.
Late. They're waiting on Justin. Yes.
Here comes Justin looking all dapper in his brand new gray suit.
Yes, thank you.
And he comes up to our row and says, excuse me. And he gets in and he looks at me. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? What's going on? He goes, I lost track of time. Hi.
Nothing's happened. I'm
so happy to be there.
Goes and sits down and I started noticing because the ceremony started. The bride's coming down the aisle. Everything's all beautiful, except for the ranchero music that's going on at the fall festival that was happening there.
They didn't know.
They didn't know.
You know what? It was Halloween weekend.
Exactly.
You get what you get.
But the wedding still looked beautiful. And I look over to my left, and Justin is sitting there. Apparently, he stopped by Ross and bought a brand new watch before the wedding.
I did.
To go with my suit because my last watch broke.
But you still lost track of time.
Yes, I did.
With a new watch.
Because I was looking for a watch.
Yeah, time to stop by.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So he's in there playing with this watch the
this
entire
watch
ceremony.
Is from JCPenois.
I saw your Snapchats. Okay. I saw the snaps that you were doing. He spent the entire ceremony doing this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to fit it on my wrist because it was so, it was huge when you put it on so it would slide all the way through. So I was trying to make sure that watch was clean.
How's your date acting?
What's your date at
this point?
She's helping. She's trying to help me get the watch on my wrist. She gave me her bobby pin so I could try to work something out on the watch.
It had to be done right then.
It sure did. It had to fit on my wrist. Like why? As the ride is going, exchanging vows and everything like that. I'm like, I got to make sure my time on my wrist is correct. Because I'm not going to be late again.
The whole time I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I hope Brianne does not regret inviting Justin to this wedding.
No, because he made
and
up for it at
the
after party,
yes, it
right?
was. It was an awful first impression. It was an awful. I was late. I was working on a watch. But afterwards, everything, because the time was correct on my wrist, Kelly, I got my hours back. We had a good time.
You look great in
up.
That suit,
we
Justin.
Did.
Looked
we
wonderful.
Took good picture.
We'll make a wonderful couple.
Girl.
Very dashing.
They were. Yes. He Justin was
you
on the
better
dance
than
floor.
Ever.
Yeah.
I was. Yes, I was dancing with the father of the bride, the groom.
Everybody.
Emily
Everybody.
Is the bride. I know Everybody. Your name, girl.
And when anybody asks what time it is, you said,
Boom.
I got it.
I got it.
You.
I know what.
It's 15 minutes off because he's still going to get that right on time.
Yeah, it didn't come with a battery, so I got to get a battery.
But if you needed to find out where Justin was at any time, you just had to listen closely and then wait for the...
Oh, that's exactly what it was. It was nothing but screaming the entire night.
Oh, boy.
And then you know how after the party, everybody has like a little after party.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, hey, come over to our house, you know, because the bride and the groom are going to go do their thing and get ready for their honeymoon, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So some people were having an
I
after party.
That's when people went home and went to bed.
after the party is after
party. No, after the party is the after party. Yeah, yeah.
After the after party, it's the hotel lobby.
Exactly.
And after the hotel lobby.
Around about 4, you got to clear the lobby.
Aha! Yes, Big Al.
Thanks, R. Kelly. And then, so we go to this after party, and everybody's still dressed in their suits and looking all right, and the girls got, you know, they switched over from the dresses, but they're still looking good. Justin shows up dressed as SpongeBob SquarePants. The only person dressed as SpongeBob SquarePants. Life of the party.
The only person in a costume at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
But he's wearing those tiny shorts. Mm-hmm. And he got the yellow paint on his face.
I'm cute, sexy SpongeBob. Because you got to go out. I was going to go out. It was a huge Halloween block party that I wanted to go to on the same day of the wedding. Uh-huh. I was like, I don't want to miss this. So I'm going to be here throughout the wedding, use the wedding as the pregame, and then turn the night up.
Right.
At the block party.
Turn the night up. Yeah. And I bet you were at that party on time. Because you had your watch.
Yes, sure was. Actually, I wasn't on time. We were late. It was the whole streets, the whole area of it. It was so busy, crowded. Blocked by people.
Yeah.
Someone got hit by a car. People just throw it up, pass out on the side of the street.
Sounds fabulous.
It was a fabulous Halloween party.
Yeah, sounds
who
great.
Who wouldn't want to be there?
Yeah.
We got to work on Justin's timeliness.
Yeah. We're trying.
His promptness.
Yeah.
So that's rude. But the costume thing I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
that was
your
great.
Lateness is not cool.
Yes, we worked on it.
It's making it like your time's more important than everyone else's, and that's not true.
But you know what they say, though? A queen is never late. Everyone else is simply early.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't apply for weddings.
Not your wedding.
That doesn't apply for weddings.
No, I saw it on Princess Diaries. The queen was right. Everyone's early.
I feel like the bride knew you were late, and she's like, oh, I'm not going to let him...
That's right, upstage.
Stage me on my wedding
imagine?
Day.
Imagine?
Oh. I'm going to be the late one here.
And no, I felt bad about it, but I got that watch.
Yeah, and Justin can make up for it because he's got Adele, because he got invited by a Kid Nation member to Adele.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited to go to Adele. It's going to be so much fun. That I will not be late for.
Oh, but to the wedding you will.
Oh, you know.
Justin, we had fun, though.
Yes, we did. I had so much fun dancing with you, JC.
I didn't dance with you.
Okay.
that's your story.
No dance, no tell.
I did not dance with Justin.
All right.
I was near, about 15 feet away, watching.
What happened?
Babysitting.
We grooved just a little bit. Like, it was a little, like,
you
little.
Grew.
Grooved.
Sorry, everybody was grooving.
Yeah.
You know what's not grooving? Nobody called back. But that's good news for you, no Kid Nation.
One. It's Halloween weekend hangover.
Yeah.
Am I sitting up too late watching football and baseball?
We'll blame it on Halloween. So now, it's up to you to call in and play. 800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What caller number, Justin?
Caller number 17.
Because that's how many minutes late you were?
Yes, that's actually on the dot, it was.
Caller number 17, you get to play Beat the Bank for up to $1,000 next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Can you tell Kelly when kids come into your neighborhood that don't live there?
Well, yeah. Excuse me.
Because you've never seen them before.
You've never seen them before. But I don't have any problem with it. We live right next door to a huge apartment complex right across the street. And I know it's not fun to go trick-or-treating in apartments.
Yeah.
So I don't mind at all.
Yeah.
And plus, word gets out really quickly that I'm the house with the full-size candy bars.
Which full-size candy bar are you giving out?
Well, this year, it's a mix. I went to like one of those big, you know, the Costco, and they had the big boxes. So it's like 44 pieces. So it's like M&Ms and Twix, and it's a mixture of things.
Okay.
But they're all full-sized, and they're all available at Raspberry Manor.
There you go.
Exactly 144.
That's how many you got for this year?
You are welcome to come by.
Okay.
You can see Alan all dressed up as Negan. He's
going to
be giving out candy.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Great idea we got on the text before we get to Beat the Bank here.
What?
If you get any kids with 5 o'clock shadows showing up, hand them a job application.
Right.
That's funny.
Instead of candy.
I'm sorry. It is scary. It's a little unsettling, especially as a single woman when I would answer the door. Now, Alan's going to be there this year. But as a single woman, when you open the door when it's past time for trick-or-treaters and it's all the teenagers, it's a little upsetting.
Can we go ahead and just establish a cutoff age?
I think the cutoff age should be 13.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
But
I don't know.
I went trick-or-treating until I was about 14, 15.
But you might get the occasional big sister, big brother
that goes with
the...
Yeah, that's what I did. I was going with my little sister, but I was still trying to get candy.
Hang back.
And then you get the parent with the newborn that's like 2 weeks old going around trick-or-treating. And it's like, okay, you've got a bucket of candy.
That's for us. That's for us.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
But you still dress the baby up. Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing
good.
Great.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you.
Thank you. You too.
Are you dressed up this morning?
No, I'm skipping it this year.
Okay. Are you any kids in your house?
I do. Yeah, I have a 4 and an 8-year-old. So
okay,
they
perfect.
Were dressed up for school this morning.
Oh, what are they dressed up as?
Captain America and the Black Panther off of Captain America.
Oh, perfect. Those are good ones. Those are good ones.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, I had no idea what Black Panther was, so it was all new to me.
Yeah, he's from the last movie. His dad, I don't want to spoil it for people, but.
I don't watch it. Their papa takes him and keeps up with all that.
He basically wants to avenge his father's death, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, Crystal, where do you work? What do you do, I mean?
I am an assistant manager at Old Times Country Buffet in Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Sounds like some good eating right there.
Yeah.
It is.
Be honest, do you walk around sometimes, grab a little handful to eat?
Well, it's part of my job to try a little bit of this and that.
Make sure it's tasting good. I feel you on that, Crystal. That's a great job. Come on now. All right, well, we would love to give you up to $1,000 here. Kelly Raspberry will tell you how we play Beat the Bank.
Yeah, we're just going to put you in the bank vault with the banker who will snarl dollar amounts at you. Sometimes fast, sometimes slow. It's, you know, keeps you on your toes. But when he says a dollar amount and you think that's the last one he's going to say, yell stop. Because if that bank vault closes, you get nothing. It could go all the way up to $1,000, but even if it does, you still have to say stop, okay? Because the vault's going to close even after $1,000.
Okay.
You got it.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
You know what? I'm feeling like chicken fried steak, actually, after talking to you. But I'm feeling like a comfortable amount of money will be given away today. A comfortable amount.
Comfortable. Al's feeling comfortable.
Okay.
All right?
Comfortable. Okay.
We also don't know what he means.
I have no idea.
I know what you're thinking. We're thinking it too. Okay.
Who says what's comfortable for you is comfortable for me.
Exactly.
Very true.
That's right. Yeah.
You feel comfortable, Crystal.
I want you to feel
what
comfy.
You feel.
Comfy, comfy.
All right, Crystal. Let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$50, $100, $140. 190, 260, 390, 450.
Comfortable at all.
No. Highly uncomfortable.
What a Halloween-y
it's
this
okay.
banker.
Oh,
no.
Boy, you got the trick, not the treat.
Man,
I'm so sorry. Oh,
blame
wow.
it on Al. I mean, what else can you do at this point?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Sorry about that, Crystal. Well, thank you for playing, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
You go to work and get you a nice, just big old plate of something.
Yeah.
Just take it back in the back and eat it.
Oh, man. Poor Crystal. Hey, we'll play again in less than an hour from now. That banker's feeling tricky this morning.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming at all.
Speaking of Halloween costumes, Britney Spears. Turns out that one of Britney's kids had the same idea as Jenna for Halloween this year.
Preston's going to be a clown. Jaden's going to be a statue.
A statue?
Of a pumpkin, yeah.
Jaden is going to be a statue. Now, if you were following Jenna's Instagram or Snapchat closely this weekend, you will notice that she finally revealed her big-time outfit for Halloween.
It was a group costume.
Yes.
And we were trophies.
So cool.
We were trophies. I know I got a lot of comments, people like, I saw this week on the news. I'm like, I know it was bad timing for us because we've been working on this for weeks. It took a lot of preparation, a lot of teamwork. You had to spray paint. I mean, we bought the hardware store out of gold spray paint. To be totally honest, they were out. I went through 16 cans.
Oh my gosh. Were you high as a kite when you were done?
Yeah.
And also,
oh my gosh.
It was the hardest part. You had to spray paint all that in advance, and I got the best gold body paint theater costume makeup, and had friends over a few hours before the big Halloween party on Saturday night and painted each other down. Yeah, it was actually really, really fun getting ready together. And but this is what's funny. So we're hanging out and we go to the party. So we call Ubers because we're thinking, okay, well, we need a ride to the party because everyone's going to have a few drinks.
But you're already
the party's
painted.
Only a couple miles from where I lived.
Yeah.
And we're painted. So aren't they going to be worried about, I thought I'd bring a towel, whatever. And then I got this interesting alert. Both of us who ordered Ubers got an alert that said your driver is deaf.
Oh, really?
Which is great that they do that. But yeah. On this night, when we obviously want to communicate to them, we're not going to get gold in your car. This stuff does dry, so it doesn't. It's not.
Doesn't really come
wet.
Off.
It doesn't really. It might, like, a little bronzer powder would come off if you're sitting on something leather for an extended period of time. We weren't going to sit at the house. They clear all the furniture out of the house anyway. And I accidentally put the wrong address in. So it was a little difficult to get that changed and get to the party. So we end up seeing the huge house on the corner and we're like, that's it. So we get out in the middle of an intersection and we all have boxes, which are our trophy stands, crucial to the outfit to stand on. So we're unloading in the middle of a busy street outside this huge, the gates of this house of the party we were going to. So we're walking down a busy street. With, like, trophies, carrying these boxes. So
you guys
we get
look
there.
So good.
Walking trophies.
But I'm back to the deaf driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a great trick.
What do you mean?
On
you mean?
Halloween. If he's not really deaf.
Oh, and he can actually hear what you're saying
and then
about
you
him?
Hear what everybody's saying.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then he could, like, do confessions of the Uber driver or whatever because he can just.
You can say anything.
Record everything.
Yeah.
Transcribe it. Like, they thought I was.
It's interesting.
That would have been interesting, Jen.
Yeah.
But okay, proceed.
It was
just hung up on the
driver.
How
did we both order, you know, when we both got that? But we made it there fine.
It wasn't the same driver.
No.
It was two different deaf drivers.
Yeah.
Just coincidentally. Okay.
Yes. Interesting,
right? Very interesting.
So, but great that they do that. I mean, they can drive just fine.
Yeah.
But it was a little difficult getting there because I put the wrong address in. So we get to the party and we decided what we were going to do is, since we are statues, it's important to stand on our stands.
And be still.
For an extended period of time and be kind of still. Which was great because, you guys, people thought we were hired. This was one of those Halloween parties where they did have a lot of hired people, like two body-painted mermaids in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Last year they had a mermaid
dancing.
Out.
They had a mermaid.
A mermaid.
I've never been to a party with a mermaid.
Fire breather, all kinds of stuff going on. So we found a good spot inside, set up, got our picture taken, and then we moved it outside. And I love it because, you know, I don't really like people and talking to people. So it's so great.
That's great. That's
so it's so great to have a costume that gives you an excuse to not roam around and be social. You can stand there and talk to your friends and stand still for a while if you want.
So there's five of you. You have a guy with a gun.
Yes. So,
a soldier.
Yes, so he was a sniper.
A sniper.
Yes.
Then you had a ballerina.
Yes.
Then Jenna was a boxer.
Uh-huh.
We had a golfer. And a tennis player.
Yes.
With cool names.
Yes. And we had, you know, kind of dirty things written, like best whatever that I won't say. But it's
the golfer was
touch.
Best swinger because he's got a good
swinger.
Swing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So some of them were, you know, they were a little dirty best on our stands. And, but you guys, it was a hit. People loved it. And you know, when people in great, there were great costumes there, too. It was required. So everyone really, a lot of people went all out. People kept taking photos with us. And my girlfriends were so excited. They were like, I think this is means we have great costume when people want to take photos with you.
Right.
Now, last year, the big celebrity that we saw at the party was Chris Harrison from The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. This year, did you see any celebrities?
Oh, my gosh. I told you I didn't do much walking around like I should have. You know, I always miss the cool stuff at the party because I don't
walk
around.
Yeah, but if celebrities were there, they would want to be photographed
with you.
But you
know who was there? Speaking of Bachelor, JoJo and her fiancé, Jordan.
JoJo, who?
The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came up to me and she's like, Jenna, it's JoJo. I'm like, what? It was loud. I'm like, huh? It's JoJo. I did not recognize her. Her and Jordan had full old people makeup on. They were dressed.
Oh, okay.
Old people and their makeup was incredible. They were unrecognizable. It was awesome.
So
we took a photo with them. But I don't know if I saw any. The Peyton Manning looked just like Peyton Manning.
There was a Peyton Manning there.
It was not Peyton Manning, but it was Peyton Manning on Sunday morning.
That's always a risky run on Halloween. If you're out Halloweening and dressing up in costume, but you're looking for a lady, and then you see one, but she's got such a great costume on, you're not sure if she's fine or not.
Probably not the best night to run the love of your life.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, I think I want to ask you for your number or maybe take you out. I think, but maybe not. Won't you send me a picture of you without the costume?
Right. And Al, I was wondering this. As a bar owner yourself, how do you get away from underage people getting into your bar? Because they could technically do what JoJo and Jordan did and dress up as old people and get somebody's ID.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And you can't tell.
All we can do is ID them. That's what
just
we do.
Just go by the ID that they have?
Yeah, that's all we can do.
So the party was crazy. You know, food, people handing out food.
Yeah.
And I realized that I did myself a disservice by not eating because, you know, you're standing there and I didn't drink much either because I'm standing on the box the whole night.
Yeah.
The party's kind of winding down and, you know, Claudians even have a baby at home. And so, and they were such troopers. They were loving it. And they were like, we should probably get going soon. Yeah. It's about 1:30, and I'm looking around. I'm looking for one of the two hosts of the party to see if they're going to announce the costume contest, because we're in it at this point. We're like, what do we need to do? Who do we need to talk to enter?
Yeah.
We didn't know who was walking around judging. A lot of people were taking our photo. Yeah, they look professional. And so I see one of the hosts of the party. So I start to approach him. And out of nowhere,
yeah,
I guess there was a scuffle going on. He gets clocked by a Ninja Turtle.
A Ninja Turtle? Which, was it Raphael?
It's so crazy when you see a fight at a Halloween party and what characters are hitting what characters.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I see this Roman Emperor get clocked by a Ninja Turtle.
I told you, the Ninja Turtles whoop anybody's butt.
Like, hardcore. And, you know, there's security there. They have police officers there. This is a huge party at a nice house, so they did everything right. But, yeah, so they're escorting the Ninja Turtle out, and I see one of the hosts with a bloody nose. I'm like, I can't ask him about the costume contest right now.
Right.
So as I'm leaving, I see another host of the party, and he's dressed up great. Like, he would have won, but he, like,
can't
win prizes on this show. Yeah, the host can't win. So there's three prizes, a 5-day trip to Aspen, a 3-day trip to Aspen, or a 3-day trip on a boat in Miami.
Damn!
And the categories were all kind of the same, like one sexiest. None of them were for group. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
That's why my friends are like, oh my God, the poorest people at the party. We want to win this prize. I think we have a chance. I mean, we've put so much effort into this. So I didn't want to leave with 30 minutes left if they're going to announce it. Because you know at a party if the people aren't there.
Yeah. So?
So I find another host of the party. I'm like, what are you going to do? And he goes, well, honestly, I was having someone totally objective go through all the professional photos that have been taken tonight to decide. He goes, but everyone's been talking about your costumes, so which prize do you guys want?
What?
That.
Obviously, the 5-day.
So I'm no, actually not. I wanted to give us a good chance, and I can't take 5 days off work.
Oh, that's true. So you won?
So I said any of them, and it's not official yet. I haven't gotten it, but I'm pretty sure we won one of the prizes. I mean, I was asked which we wanted, so I'll let you guys. I'm going to be devastated if we didn't, but I'll let you know.
I think you need to. You wear the costume while you're going on your trip.
Yeah.
Like on the plane, everything.
This is all Jenna's been talking about, wanting to win one of these prizes since she came up with
and
the idea
told
for
me
that.
The winner last year said, did you see the gold statues on the boxes?
Yes!
So I think we got it locked down. I'll let you guys know this week when officially, nothing's done till it's done.
Good job, Jenna.
Yeah.
We missed out.
And then I had to spend an hour in the bathtub at 3 a.m. like one of those pods in Minority Report, soaking off.
Sounds about right.
It all came off.
All right, we have another $1,000 here for a deserving teacher. Teachers, what do you need? If we gave you $1,000, what would you use it towards? We want you to use it towards the kids and help them out, you know, because you spend all your money on whatever you need for your classroom. So we wanted to throw a little extra in there for you to make it a little bit easier on your wallet. We'll get a teacher on the phone and give them that $1,000 next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
15 minutes away from announcing another three names for Beat the Bank.
Yay.
Unfortunately, the banker gave us a trick the first round and the door closed. We don't want that to happen again next round. And intern Hot Jordan has some Halloween treats for us as well. We'll find out what those are. But first, we're asking teachers, what do you need?
What do you need?
Oh, oh.
In your classroom,
what do you need?
For the kids,
what do you need
to make their learning easier?
Thank you.
Thank you. That was impromptu.
That's the Don Cheadle's giving you the song for What Do You Need? Yes, well, you can hire us for your wedding and bar mitzvah.
Sure.
Or bat mitzvah.
You better bring the checkbook.
Yeah.
We're not cheap.
We're costly.
We ain't cheap.
We're costly.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to pay if you want that kind of performances. Right there.
Well worth the money, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get your party going.
Best 3-minute song you've ever heard. That's what we're going to give you. All right, we've asked you to go to kidnation.com, teachers, and let us know what you would use $1,000 towards in your classroom for the kids. And we've gotten so many great letters, including this one right here that Kelly has.
Yeah, you ready for me to read it now?
I'm ready for you, Kelly.
Oh, it's in Spanish.
En español?
Well, at least the first word. Hola.
Very good, Kelly.
Dang, Kelly.
Hi, I'm a 5th grade science teacher teaching our global leaders of tomorrow. Every day that my students walk into my classroom, I remind them that they are our future engineers, doctors, biologists, etc. I would love to use the money to buy a set of lab coats.
Cool.
And have my students not only think they are scientists, but look the part as we do science investigations. I love that. I would also love to buy science equipment to help me with the kinetic part of my teaching. Studies show our students need 60% hands-on labs to be able to grasp the concept.
Right.
At my campus, we have a dual language program, and I get to teach science in Spanish and English. I would also like to use part of the money in buying Spanish science resources, such as activities, videos, and books. A $1,000 contribution would help me continue to inspire our global leaders of tomorrow to become great inquirers, be principled, be open-minded, be courageous, be caring, and be knowledgeable of their future success.
Nice.
Gracias.
Like
and that's from Daisy Rivera.
Love that letter.
Daisy, ¿cómo estás?
Oh, my goodness. Hola, ¿cómo están todos?
Estamos muy bien.
I'm sorry. I'm, like, crying right now.
Aww. No llores.
I'm sorry. I'm just, like, crying right now because I cannot believe this is happening right now.
Aww. You're so sweet. How long you been teaching, Daisy?
This is my fourth year. This is my fourth year teacher. Fourth year teaching, and I absolutely love it, love it, love it, love it.
And you teach fifth grade science at Arthur Kramer Elementary?
Yes, I do. Fifth grade science, and now I'm teaching math also.
So. Oh, wow.
Look at you.
Yes.
I just think it's so important because science, I mean, a lot of kids like are scared of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not smart enough for science, and I think it's just so important that you make it fun.
Yeah.
I love the idea of them dressing up like little lab scientists.
I do, too.
Yes. I just want them to as soon as they walk into my classroom, I just want them to feel inspired. I just want them to feel like, you know, I am someone when I walk into this classroom. I am the future. I am going to discover new things. So, yes, lab coats would just be amazing.
Daisy,
what
caught my eye was when you mentioned the lab coats, because I do remember one of my teachers had lab coats, and you feel so cool.
I know.
Yeah. When you're in science class and you put those coats on and the goggles and you get to use the Bunsen burner.
I hated chemistry and our teacher had us do that and it made it so fun. I was able to learn just because
you want to be there.
The part. Yeah.
You want to be there.
And it's so important. It just lifts my heart to hear you and all the joy that you have about teaching. I mean, some folks in there are just in there for the paycheck, but I can tell you really get into it.
I do. I really get into it. It's crazy because people will be walking down the hallway and they'll like be like, what is going on in this classroom? And it's just, we're just having a great time. I'm like, we're learning, but we're just having a great time.
Good for you, Daisy.
Just, like, so motivated and they're just like really into what we're doing. And I love that part. And I love to bring the energy with it because I want them to also think like, this is amazing. I want to learn this. I want to do this. So, yes.
Daisy, you're the teacher we're looking for. You're the kind of teacher that deserves $1,000.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm, like, so excited right now. I'm like, yay!
Yay! Send us pictures of the kids and all the little lab coats.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. I would definitely will. Yes, yes, yes.
What's your favorite science to teach?
Well, my favorite part, well, we do a little bit of everything, but I think my favorite is the matter and energy when we go into physical properties because we get to do so many cool experiments with it. So we get to go into solubility and relative density, and we get to go into math. So they just love it because every day is like a hands-on thing that we're going to do.
Okay, you're too smart to talk
about. I need my lab coat.
Yeah, I
don't know if you knew this, Daisy, but Al owns a bunch of physical properties.
Well, thank you so much for writing your letter, and you'll be getting $1,000 from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, okay?
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I am so excited. I'm so happy right now. Yay!
And Daisy, now that we have a science teacher on the phone, could you answer the question Big Al's been asking this
thank
whole year?
You, JC.
What is bigger, the Earth or the universe?
No, the world.
The world or the
world
universe?
Or the universe?
I'm sorry, Al, yes.
The world or the universe?
Yeah, Big Al's wondering.
Okay, as a science teacher, I know that it's, which is bigger, the universe.
Yeah.
You think so, huh?
It's one of those easy questions that even you start questioning.
Like, no,
it's
so easy,
JC. It's not so easy.
I literally right now pause for just a second.
It's not so easy. I don't know.
Are they trying to trick me over here?
I may have to talk to your principal and see what he or she has to say about that.
Oh, Daisy, you have a wonderful day today, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Muchas, muchas gracias.
No, de nada. Gracias por
escribir. De nada. How's that?
Muy bien.
De nada.
Señorita Rivera right there.
I remember a science project that I did. I think I told you about this. To incubate some eggs, chicken eggs. So I went down to the feed store and I got some chicken eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken eggs.
Yeah.
And I made an incubator.
Are they fertilized and everything?
I guess. I put them in the incubator that I made. I was in like the fifth grade. And I put the little lamp in there and it was supposed to stay a certain temperature. I boiled them chicken.
You got some hard-boiled eggs?
Oh, man. I cooked them little chicken.
Did you eat them, though?
No, I killed them.
No, they were already chickens.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sad day at the Mac house.
All right. We got three more names we got to announce to play Beat the Bank. We got to get to that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know you're probably trying to get to work in your Halloween costume and you want to hear those names, make sure it's not you or it is you so that you can call. We have those three names to play Beat the Bank round two.
Okay.
Big Al, will you read them off for us, please?
Absolutely, I will. Amber Khan, Maddie Strabeck, Al Letario, Maddie Strabeck, and Amber Khan. Those are the three people we're looking for at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Before we get to Jordan and his surprises, Kelly.
Halloween surprises.
Speaking of Halloween, Kelly just got a text from Alan.
Yes, Alan is on his way into work. Yeah. He's been up all morning.
Uh-huh.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Well, yesterday, he spent the day preparing himself for Halloween.
So?
He had to construct Lucille.
Uh-huh. The bat.
The bat covered in barbed wire. He ordered everything. The pants. The jacket. The scarf. Everything
except
online.
For the face, because he got that.
He got the face, and he is going as Negan from The Walking Dead, who he's never watched The Walking Dead, ever.
Yeah.
And we just found out this character that everybody keeps telling him, they always comment, you look just like Negan. Why did you kill whoever, whatever the guy is. This guy's only been like in two episodes. You know?
Yeah.
He debuted like at the end of last season. It was in the first episode this season, uh-huh. which is horrible and grotesque and ugh. So anyway, he's going as Negan.
He showed you. He
sent me a picture of himself. He's driving into work. I said, I want to see before anybody else does, yeah. You know, because I'm so special and I want to see it first. Mm. Tell him how good he looks. And he finally says, Halloween is fun. I wish you were a zombie. Today, you tell me you want me to be a zombie? Today?
Yeah, a little more heads up would have been better.
I said, but zombies aren't cute. And he said, but you went as Axl Rose. I said, Axl was alive at least. That you could make Axel kind of cute.
Oh, you can be right. A hot zombie.
You could be a zombie.
Oh. You could be a naughty zombie. I saw plenty of those.
How am I going to be a zombie?
Very doable.
In 0 minutes notice.
Very doable.
Put the zombie juice on your face.
Yeah. So, Kelly, you're not going to dress up as a zombie?
I'm not a zombie. Okay. I am candy corn.
All right.
Thanks to the colors.
The worst shirt. Halloween candy.
I looked in my closet and I said, I just need something orange. I was like, oh, that looks orange. When I put it on, I was like, oh. It's like a candy corn. So yeah. There you go. I'm done.
All right. Walking into the studio right now, dressed as a doctor, or are you a male nurse?
What is this?
I'm better than both.
Hot.
What are you?
I'm a Jordan. Craigslist surgeon for hire.
Craigslist surgeon for hire.
Right.
That's hot intern Jordan right there for the ladies.
You look great in scrubs.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Jordan, before you tell us what surprise you brought us,
yeah.
We did have a poll up at KidNation.com over the weekend.
We did?
The pumpkin carving contest. Yes.
And we have the results right here.
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, you have to describe what the pumpkins were.
I will. Coming in fifth place, Pumpkin C, which was the Texas A&M one.
Oh, sorry.
That old man you heard was from Nick Adams.
That was Nick.
He's an Aggie.
Yeah, came in dead last. Apparently not that many Texas A&M fans voted, Nick.
Sorry, Nick.
But I thought your penmanship and the carving
was
really
great. Great carving.
It
was.
You guys are very on these neat. Pumpkins.
However, not good enough. Coming in fourth place, Pumpkin E, which we thought was going to come in last place because this was so bad, they decided to throw it into the canal.
You threw a pumpkin in the canal?
No, you. Caroline threw a pumpkin in the canal, and that was a chair. In a fit of rage because it was not looking right.
Oh, it was the evil chair.
In third place.
She did a chair?
She did the evil chair from your trip.
Yeah.
Oh.
The one that she had on her Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she I don't have Snapchat.
Yeah. By the way.
I do. I just don't do it.
The building was super thrilled about that. Coming in third place, Pumpkin B, Elena's Help Me.
Oh?
Yes. Now we're down to the final two.
Okay.
Do you want to know who came in first or second?
First.
We're going to go with first. The one that came in first place, taking the title this year, was Harambe, which was you, Jordan.
Yay!
My man Harambe.
Nice. Harambe.
That was a very good
great Harambe
of a gorilla. Yes.
Yeah. Second place was Justin Smiley Face. So good job, Jordan.
Thank you, guys. It was, you know, it was all for Harambe.
I know it was.
Yeah. Nice job, mm-hmm. bud.
Well done, sir.
Thank
well
you,
done.
Thank you.
So you have some surprises for us, some Halloween surprises.
What did you hand me? What is this
little blue thing?
Rock.
I do have some surprises. So I'm a little obsessed with this dude on YouTube. He's called the Food Surgeon.
And yeah, he was on Tosh.
Yes, he was on Tosh, and he's blowing up. So if you haven't seen him, go do it, and you'll spend a couple
YouTube?
Hours tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
And YouTube, what does he do?
He takes surgical tools, and he takes apart candy and then mixes them together, like almost like Frankenstein candy.
Oh,
like,
methodical
yeah.
about it.
He took, like, he took, it's cool. I mean, he took the peanut out of a peanut M&M yeah. and replaced it with an M&M and M&M, just a chocolate
wow.
one. Double M&M.
So guys, I was like, I want to try this. I want to try what the food surgeon does, but with Halloween candy.
Right.
And so I did it. It is really, really hard.
Okay, so what is this? Because this looks like a Sour Patch Kid that has been torn apart and smushed back together. So there's something in the middle.
That's accurate.
You want us to guess what
oh,
you did?
Lord.
I did.
Okay. Oh, they're all the same?
They're all the same right now. Jenna's is more intense because well, I have something I mean, for the rest of y'all.
This just looks like...
Are we supposed to eat it?
There's something in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, eat it.
Yeah,
eat it.
Don't peel it apart.
All at once, Jenna.
I'm guessing it's a sliver of Tootsie Roll.
It looks like what they sold on Breaking Bad.
Drugs?
I'm giving meth to the whole cast right now.
Is it a Sour Patch Kid with a crushed up Jolly Rancher?
Y'all are just eating it?
Or Pop Rock? Is there Pop Rock in
here? Pop Rocks.
It's Pop Rocks.
Oh.
Pop Rocks gummies?
With Sour Patch. Jordan.
The Sour Patch.
That's pretty good.
This is really
is
good.
Is it popping in your mouth?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Did you try it?
I don't trust him. I don't know if he washed his hands.
Oh, I wore gloves.
He wore gloves.
Yeah, I was sanitary about it. This was a Sour Patch Kid with a Pop Rock Spinal Fusion.
Wow. Very creative.
And don't worry. Jordan's like a clean freak, Kelly.
But you know what? That would be like a great idea for you to bring to the company. You could make money off this.
Yeah.
Oh, they're still popping. That's good.
That is so good, Jordan.
Kelly's not eating hers.
Great idea.
Number one. Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, I have one for the rest of them have chocolate. I'm sorry.
Why is the number two chocolate?
Yeah, I don't.
You should have made that one number one.
I don't eat number two.
This next one's for Kelly to try.
Okay.
She's gonna love it.
Okay.
I'm trying to be good today. I brought in my little protein shake.
It's Halloween, Kelly. There's no good today.
Again, you touch it.
With gloves,
things.
He has gloves on.
Where have those gloves been?
It looks like a Reese's pumpkin.
Why do you assume the gloves are clean?
They're fresh from the
bag. Okay, there's something orange. Is it peanut butter?
Oh, you got to eat it.
You don't peel it, just eat it.
It's a Reese's pumpkin, Kelly.
Don't question
there's something
it.
In
don't.
It.
Just put it in
I
your
was
mouth.
Trying to be good today.
I know, mystery fillings always.
I was.
Yeah, that was the smallest
the
bite.
The smallest bite ever. You got to take a big bite.
Taste it. Tastes like a Butterfinger.
Oh,
I love Butterfinger.
It's like a Butterfinger.
You got to get in the center.
Yeah, you got to get all the way
big
in.
Big bite.
Oh, Kelly.
I did. It tastes like a Butterfinger. I'm telling you.
You got to take a big bite.
Bit killer. I'm tasting it. It tastes like a Butterfinger.
Is it a Butterfinger, Jordan?
It's not a Butterfinger.
I'm telling you, that's what it tastes like.
Yay. That is a Reese's pumpkin with Halloween Oreo. Filling inside, double
stuffed. Oh, not even close to
it. Okay, now you taste it and tell me what it tastes like.
Well, you have it.
Yeah, you have it.
I broke it apart.
Okay, I'll tell you what it tastes like. Jordan, this is really cool.
We're getting now next.
Uh-oh.
It does taste like Butterfinger.
Thank you. You're giving me so much grief.
Make sure they're labeled correctly.
Okay. Taste it. I made
Thank
it
you, JC, for validating me.
It's delicious, though,
Why
Jordan?
Don't you get the Matadora de Cheesesteak? Oh, it tastes just like what Kelly said.
Matadora de Cheesesteak.
All right, Al, what you got?
All right, I got a piece of chocolate is what it looks like with a pumpkin face on it. So,
Take a big bite. What is it?
Oh, it's M&M's filled or Skittles.
How'd you get them in there?
Magic. It's a Snickers Halloween pumpkin with mini M&M's inside.
Okay.
Yum.
Okay.
So you take it out like a cranium.
Did you have like a blowtorch so that you can melt the candy back up?
I did
up?
It with a hair dryer. Hair dryer.
So you melted it and then put the chocolate
with
back
your
on top?
Own blow dryer, right?
With my own. Yeah. It's here.
And more chocolate, basically.
Is it good?
It's good. Yeah. Yeah.
And this one's mine?
Yeah, this one was the hardest one. I did this morning.
Well, that looks like something from a diaper.
This one was definitely the hardest.
Is this baby poop?
I picked that up this morning when I walked my dog.
Yeah. Trick or treat. Somebody's got to be tricked.
Oh, my God, you guys.
What is it?
What is it?
It's like a Butterfinger and a s'more. A s'more? What is it?
Pretzels?
It's a Butterfinger hollowed out with actual butter inside.
No.
Wait, you...
You thought it was so good.
You liked it.
Running out of candy.
Hey,
how
do
you go from liking it to throwing
it
up when you hear it's butter?
You liked it.
It's Halloween butter. You put butter on everything.
I know, but
it's Halloween butter.
He's counting calories.
It's not
you throwing up.
Just a stick of butter, Jordan.
Why not?
What's wrong with butter?
Can I know?
Because what?
What's wrong with butter?
water.
Is it the calories?
Oh, no, that sucks. I'm sweating now, man.
Why? Oh my God, he's really throwing up.
You got to put a piece of broccoli and a chicken breast in it for JC to eat.
Bro. Oh,
is it because you feel fat? This is so weird.
It was so good until I knew it
was
butter. What? Why is the butter? What's the butter?
Why are you throwing it up?
He's heaving.
I can't eat just raw butter by itself.
Why? You liked it.
Oh, I don't like that.
What's wrong with that, man?
But you liked it, JC.
I did it. First, don't tell me it's a stick of butter.
You're going to have another bite?
No, I'm not
going to
have a bite.
I want to see what that's all about.
Oh,
so we're
going to
have
God.
A video up of how I made these later
he
today.
He was heaving. Oh, my God.
I don't know if I want to watch the making of
you do.
What we just put in our mouths.
Oh, man. It's not going to I don't know. It's a thing I have.
Beat.
Can't you just raw butter?
Beat the bang.
I see you getting fatter.
Or treat.
That's why you need that double XL too, JC.
Run out of candy. Use peanut butter and jelly.
What is wrong with you, dude?
I don't know.
It's the mental.
It's just butter. Seriously, I can't like just it's eat butter mental. By itself.
Do you remember that time, kid, oh. went to the refrigerator and he grabbed a red can and he popped it open and started downing it because he thought he was drinking Diet Coke, but yeah. it was tomato juice.
Yeah.
Ended up throwing
yeah,
up.
Because
his mind expected one thing. It was right. He likes tomato juice, but he ended up throwing up. This is what happened to JC.
Well,
the idea of a stick of butter is grossing him out.
Like even my son and daughter love to just get like a spoon
the,
of butter and like,
oh,
I can't.
So
but the trip part is, he's like, oh, it's not bad. He's like, it's not bad.
He was like, his eyes are watering. He is literally dry heaving.
You thought it was a s'more.
I did. Because it looked like marshmallow in the middle. Butter.
A stick of butter, JC.
You're going on scare cam today, Jordan.
Hey, we can start a scare cam.
You're getting scare cam today.
Bring it on.
Snapchat status. All right, let's meet our winner. Contestant. Hi, Al.
What's up, JC?
My man, Al. What's happening, dog?
What's going on, Big Al? Nice to hear, man.
You, baby.
Double Al on the show today.
Yep.
Yeah. What are you up to this morning, Al?
Oh, nothing much, man. Was on my way to work.
Yeah.
And I work at the Home Depot, Big Al.
Which one? Oh, never mind.
Over but... here in San Antonio, Texas.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm coming to buy something from you, Al.
Bring it.
My
Bring
man.
It. Bring it.
That made me feel good right there, Al.
That's Al's favorite.
That's where I got all my
Al
spray
promised.
Paint, you guys.
Yeah.
Al promised he's coming to San Antonio coming, to buy something from you.
I am.
I'm waiting.
What do you sell? What department? What department?
I work at the Pro Desk.
Oh,
the Pro Desk?
Woo! The Pro Desk. That's where, if you're a contractor, that's where you go, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you contract, you have to go and special order stuff. You go to the Pro Desk.
Yeah.
They take care
right.
of
Pro
right.
Al over here.
Woo!
We got Big Al and Pro Al.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I like that. I like that.
My man. All right, Pro Al. Here's how we play Beat the Bank. I'm sure you already know, but we got to tell you legally. You're going to go inside the bank vault with the banker. Now, he was very tricky this morning. We don't know what he's up to today on Halloween. But your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, because it's going to increase the longer you stay in there. Even if he says 1,000, which is the maximum, you still got to yell stop. Whatever you say, that's how much you'll win. So if you say stop at 300, that's how much you win. If you say it after 1,000, you win 1,000. Regardless, you have to say stop. If you don't and the door closes, you get nothing. Okay, Big Al? I mean,
Pro Al.
I meant to say, Big Al, how
ladies,
are you?
I didn't mean to leave y'all out. How y'all doing, ladies?
Oh, yeah, we're good. Right.
It's
okay.
All about you, babe. It's all
had
right.
The bromance going there.
We get it. It's cool.
You said Home Depot, and we're all broing out here.
I bought a pickaxe from Home Depot last week.
You did.
I felt very manly.
You did.
Let's see, what was the last thing I bought?
That's awesome.
I bought a hammer last week, and I bought a whole bunch of wood to make a shelf. Oh, never mind. We'll talk about that.
I bought some trimmers the other day.
I'll call you, Aaron.
They were so helpful. They had to get up on a ladder to get the gold spray paint off the top.
Dang, the ladder.
Did y'all see how much we love Home Depot?
I know. All right. Al wants to win some money, guys. He's trying to get to work. How are you feeling, Big
I'm
Al?
Feeling so good. Do it yourself, sir. I'm feeling so good. Right now, Al, your name is my name, and you work in my store. I feel really good.
Oh, man.
All right.
Again, that totally makes sense.
I don't know anything, Al. Please.
He doesn't.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was so wrong last time. That poor lady walked away with nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Pro Al, we don't want that to happen to you. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$90. $140. $180. $240, $330, $370, $460, 590. 780.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like a pro.
$780 for
like,
pro.
Like now. A pro.
Man, hey, man.
Like a woo. Pro. Woo. What you gonna do with $780, Pro Al?
Man, I'm gonna spend it on my girls, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I got three kids, I gotta put that on.
My man. All right.
Hey. The money already spent.
I know it is.
Hey, you got 700.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got $780, that's all yours, Al. We wanna see how high it would have gone, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Woo! Oh!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Al, my man.
Yeah.
High five around the room.
All right. Now. You got your orange apron on right now?
Oh, no.
No,
no, he's not there yet, Al.
That's when you get in, man. You got to get to the locker room, put it on like a football game.
All right. Congratulations, brother. Thanks for playing.
All right, man. Take care. God bless all of y'all.
You too, Al. Hold on for us.
Congratulations. Al, there you go. You should go as a Home Depot employee for Halloween.
I have an orange shirt. I have an orange
shirt. You should go as the employee. You need to get the apron and the tool belt. Just walk around.
Yeah.
I might get the employee
discount.
You should
try just walking into Home Depot in an apron and tool belt and just start helping people until they kick you out.
Come on, Al.
Just see what happens.
Yeah. I might do that. I got the shirt.
All right. $10. That's not going to happen.
I might do that. Okay. That actually is right up my alley.
All right. Come on, we'll put it in 7C.
Trying to think what department would be my special. I just wander around.
Yeah, somebody's always. I'm always needing help because I don't know anything.
You know about
I'm
wood?
I'm always looking for anybody that looks like they might work there.
Yeah. All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you haven't signed up for Beat the Bank, you can do that at KidNation.com. Al Letario just won $780, which was the maximum during his turn.
Big at Pro Al.
Pro Al.
Pro Al works at the Home Depot at the Pro Desk in San Antonio.
We also had $1,000 to give away to a teacher. We gave that to Daisy, who teaches basically science in Spanish and English for her students.
Great, yeah.
Wanted to buy some lab coats and other stuff for her classroom. And we got a bunch of text messages from Kid Nation members.
Oh, cool.
Like this one right here. Because of teachers like her, meaning Daisy, I earned my BS in biological chemistry.
Cool.
Today, I get to drive to my job as a lab analyst for a pharmaceutical lab. All of this because of a teacher like Daisy telling me that I could be a scientist.
I'm telling you, man. She just gave me a good feeling.
She was great. These are the teachers you look for.
Teachers like that, I really have nothing but love for.
And this one, as a teacher for 30 years, Daisy makes me realize the next generation of teachers got this. Her enthusiasm is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Yeah, we love teachers like
Very
that.
Awesome.
You could tell it means the world because she broke into tears when we told her she had won that $1,000.
She did.
We are celebrating Halloween today. We all are dressed up. Kelly is a candy corn.
Yes, I am.
Jenna is dressed.
A lot of thought into it.
Count Racula.
It's just the turtleneck with a cutout.
Yeah. Just a shirt that made her, you can see her boobs.
I'm a Ghostbuster. And I'm a Ghostbuster. And Big Al. He's dressed as a white, like a skater kid.
I'm a bar
owner. A white guy.
A white guy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Jenna, you could have potentially found love over the weekend.
Really?
But Halloween parties make this very difficult for the ladies sometimes.
It is interesting. I was standing there with my friends on our trophy boxes, standing still, and a guy approached me. I didn't know it was a guy. I was like, this is a really cute costume.
Yeah.
It was 11 from Stranger Things. I'm like... And he introduced himself. I'm like, well, he's cute, but I even said it to him. I'm like, you're really cute, but it's weird because you're playing like a 12-year-old chick.
Yeah.
But the outfit was awesome. The costume was great. It was a very popular Halloween costume this year, the Stranger Things. But this was 100% perfect. You know, the nosebleed and the waffles and the blonde wig and the outfit. It was great. And we're talking, but I kept finding myself like, I'm attracted to him, but he's a girl. Like, I couldn't quite wrap my head around it.
I bet you this happens a lot, too. There could have been a love connection.
Yeah.
But... the other person was dressed like,
you're just like, I can't really tell. I think I like you, but
I can't really make out with the clown from It tonight. I'm not really feeling it with those sharp teeth.
Yeah.
It's got to happen a lot. I mean, I'm sure it happened this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like in college especially. Like, I hooked up with this last night. I don't know what this was, but yeah. I just seen the walks of shame in college was my favorite.
It's really bad when it's not Halloween and it's the same situation.
I don't know about that.
What the heck?
But if this did happen to you, we want to hear from you. You can go to our Facebook page and let us know. tell us your story. We might bring it up tomorrow on the show.
Or maybe text us, I guess.
Or text us, yeah. We want to hear all about it.
Maybe you met someone, but you're not sure because you don't know what they actually look like in real life.
You didn't get the guy's number, right? Or her?
I did. I did. He asked for my phone number. I gave it to him, and then he FaceTimed me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I don't answer that.
Booty face.
No. Yeah. I don't deal with that. And I didn't want to FaceTime because, A, I was in a bathtub, like I said, like I was in Minority Report, just soaking.
Yeah.
And so I looked terrible, and I didn't really want to talk to the chick again.
So that's a no-go. So that guy missed out on it just because he dressed up as 11 from Stranger Things.
Well, no, he didn't miss out on it. He can work a little harder than FaceTiming me at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You might get bitten by Count Dracula.
Where do you buy those things? Online?
H&M, I told you. I bought this sweater at H&M the other day.
No, the boobs. Big Al.
Yes.
Jen Stevens wants to know, maybe I missed this, but how did Al's pop-up party go? We talked about it. We touched on it.
Touched on it a little bit. I mean, it actually went well. Close to 700 people showed up. Yeah, I love throwing parties. I always have. I used to have parties. In fact, there was a guy at this party in Waxahachie that came to one of my old house parties when I had my limousine service down the street here. And I used to have these big parties. I bought ping pong tables and had volleyball net and just had people coming up. And there was no place to park. They just turned into these huge annual parties. And so I've just kind of kept that going. I get it from my grandmother. She used to always have parties at the house. It's just in my blood.
What's your grandma's name?
Antoinette. Antoinette Hart.
Antoinette.
Yeah, she used to always have parties at her house. And that's where I get it from. I just like to have little events like that.
Yeah, we're all pretty sad because we showed up this morning thinking we're going to have a feast because Al bought so much food.
Yeah.
We walk in, it did not smell like brisket.
No, I'm sorry.
Turns out Al actually did get rid of all the food.
Yeah, most of it.
And then you donated the rest?
Well, we just kind of gave it away to some friends that I know. I made a lot of friends down there and I already knew a few people. But everybody, I love small towns. Kelly, I can kind of respect, you know, this one I'm talking about from Florence, South Carolina. The small town mentality is so different than big city mentality. And everybody, people would just stop by and help. You know, I'm trying to raise my trailers up or trying to raise my tents up and all this kind of stuff. And I was doing a lot of stuff myself. And people just stop by and just start.
Gosh, it's so true. In a city, I go to a place. If the party's not set up, I leave.
Yeah.
Not helping.
Small town, man. It's not like that at all. I was like, man, I need some help doing so-and-so. People just stop by and help you out, man. I love that. So much love to Waxahachie, Texas.
When's the next one?
Don't know that yet. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But Friday was all set up. Saturday was all party. And Sunday had to be back down there breaking it down.
We told Al, why don't you just hire a party planner? He's like, no, I got this. When did you start planning? Friday. Parties on Saturday.
But it worked.
What was the biggest hit and what was the biggest miss?
The Mechanical Bull was a huge hit.
Okay.
Which always
I expected
is.
That. I mean, little kids, older folks, I rode it as well. The Petting Zoo was a huge hit. She had goats. She had chickens. She had sheep. She had either a pony or a little horse. I'm not really sure. The bounce houses, Corey brought his bounce houses out there. I mean, the whole, I'm telling you.
Nothing was amiss?
Nothing was amiss?
How are the porta potties?
These were the nicest porta potties I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was
electricity?
A trailer. It was a trailer. It wasn't like porta potties that you go into.
Those
are
great.
Like at a big golf tournament or whatever, outside event.
With AC and everything?
Yes. I had to have a generator for the porta potties.
They've started really stepping up the porta potty game.
I joked with the band because the band was really good, and his name's Steve Helms. But I said these porta potties cost more than my band. He didn't like that very much.
So you pay the toilets more than you pay the actual people.
Tell the band they're not charging as much as the toilets.
Speaking of, what was the reaction to your performance of "Buy Me a Boat"?
Oh, yeah, you sang.
I did, and
the reaction.
It was tepid.
So that would maybe be the low point if you had to pick one.
That's why he didn't want to say the miss was. The miss was Big Al singing.
They're probably so.
How many songs did you sing?
I just sang two. And I just sang Buy Me a Boat with the DJ, and then the band wanted to play it for me as well. So they said, come
on. So you sing
here.
It twice?
I sang it twice.
Yeah. Oh.
People started booing. They're like, boo. And I was like, happy Halloween to you too, ghost.
So, yes, there you go, Kelly. Thanks for reminding me.
I hear the same song twice from the person that sings it.
I sang the same song twice. Yes, I did.
So
you finally learned your lesson?
Yeah, I may retire that one. I'll put it on my greatest my greatest hits CD.
Hit.
Greatest hit.
Big Al's greatest hit.
Yes.
If you want him to come to your town and sing a song, please let us know on the Facebook.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.